Before we begin, allow me to introduce myself. My name is Andrew, and I'm a Brit who has been teaching English in Sao Paulo for almost 7 years now. Before moving to Brazil, I taught English in Japan for 4 years, and prior to this I was studying English at university in the UK. So you could say that the English language has played a huge part in my life. As you can probably imagine, during my time in Sao Paulo I've taught the English language to a lot of students. It didn't take me long to notice that the same mistakes were being made in my classes over and over again. This is when I had the idea of creating a list of the most common mistakes I was hearing, which I did initially to help out my own students. But then I realized that this information could help out so many more Brazilians studying English, and this is where the idea for this book came from. So here's how the book works. I will give you a sentence with a mistake. I'll then explain why that is wrong, and after this, I'll give you the corrected sentence. Let's do this. In no particular order, here goes. Mistake number one. I like Mariah Carey too much. I once had a student say this to me in class, and my natural response was to look at them suspiciously. Why? Well, if you're using the adverb to, it suggests that you have a bit of a problem. Let me explain. If you're driving down the road at 68 kilometers an hour, and the speed limit is 70 kilometers an hour, you're not breaking any rules. You're driving fast, but you have not crossed that legal line and gone over the limit. Here we would say, I am driving so fast. But if you drive at 71 kilometers an hour, then you have crossed the limit, and you're driving too fast. Allow me to give you another example. You're in a restaurant, and you've eaten so much. Okay, this isn't an ideal situation. You might feel a little full, and maybe you will need to open the top button of your jeans. But if you've eaten too much, then a limit has been exceeded, and it sounds like you have a problem. Maybe you need to vomit. Maybe you need to sleep. Or maybe you will feel very uncomfortable for some time after. But let's go back to Mariah. You can say that you like her so much, but if you say the word too, a line has been crossed, and maybe there is a problem. Maybe you try to go to all of her concerts. Maybe you cry tears of happiness as soon as you hear Dream Lover. Or maybe you can quote all the words to her film Glitter. Either way, the use of the word to here tells me that you recognize your affection for Mariah is a problem. So what you need to say here is, I like Mariah Carey so much. Mistake number two. The way those people were killed was really impressive. I remember hearing this for the first time in absolute horror. Was my student really impressed by the way people were killed? And if he was, what made him think it was okay to tell me about it? You see, English speakers use impressive to demonstrate how something has inspired a feeling of admiration. This is different to the Portuguese word impressionante. This word can be used in Portuguese in both a positive and negative way. Using the adjective impressive in English obviously isn't appropriate when talking about people being killed. What you could say instead is the following. The way those people were killed was really shocking. Mistake number three. I went to a restaurant with some friends. We were in four. We were in four is a direct translation from Portuguese. In English we would say, there were four of us. So, for example, you could say that there are four of us living in my house, 10 of us working in my office, or 30 of us in a WhatsApp group. Additionally, if you're talking about another group of people, you could say, there are four of them. But let's go back to that restaurant. Here you would need to use this structure. I went to a restaurant with some friends. There were four of us. Mistake number four. I don't have money enough to go out this weekend. The words money and enough need to be inverted in this sentence to the following. I don't have enough money. Let me tell you something else I hear on a near weekly basis. Sorry, Andrew, I didn't have time enough to do my homework. Again, the word enough belongs before the noun, enough time. When you are too poor to go out on a weekend, then, this is the phrase you need. I don't have enough money to go out this weekend. Mistake number five. I spent all day in the sofa. The preposition in is guaranteed to sound strange to a native speaker here. This is because not many people spend their days inside sofas.